Welcome to Graticube, an adventure of curiosity, listening, and moments of love and truth. Let's begin. When you open the box, you'll find time and space dice and a continuum of cards. Take note of the red cards. Those are gratitude cards. Hand two to each player. Next, find the blue curiosity cards. Hand two curiosity cards to each player. Everyone should now have four cards, two red, two blue. You can place the rest of the red and blue cards back in the box. The lighter cards with artwork are the story cards. Spread them out on the middle of the table so that anyone can easily reach them. Now take the larger of the two dice, that is the 12-sided space dice, and hand it to someone to give it a roll or a spin. Take notice of the words that land face up for each player. Pass the space dice around until someone rolls gratitude or love. Whoever does begins the game. Keep rolling until gratitude or love shows up. The person who rolls gratitude or love then rolls the smaller 6-sided time dice. The two dice read together sets a time and human space for what comes next. The person that rolled the dice chooses any story card, or if they'd like, someone can choose it for them. Either way, the right card will find you. For the person who starts, and all players to follow, you will notice there are four elements that will help guide your story or a moment from life. The four elements that will serve as a guide to consider are time, space, a story starter from the card, and some extra support from the character on the bottom of the card. Let all four elements help guide you, or simply start with the question or prompt provided on the card, and the rest will most likely find their way into your story. How these four elements fit together may not be obvious at first. That's okay. You can always take a moment, allow your mind to be quiet. Simply start with the question or the prompt on the card. Draw from a moment in your life, past, present, or imagine one from your future. You can go as light as you wish, or as deep as you want. Your first instinct is likely to be exactly right. Start there and invite your creative intelligence to play. You can always invite others playing to suggest what they see as a connection between the story card and the dice you rolled, and once you begin, everyone can guide you. Here is how it works for the other players. If anyone at any time shares something that resonates with you or touches your heart, hand them a red gratitude card and feel free to add notes of thanks. By keeping the red gratitude card circulating throughout the game as a currency of kindness, you will always have enough gratitude to share. While listening deeply to someone's story, you might offer a blue curiosity card as a follow-up. The curiosity cards can be handed to anyone at any time to ask a question or offer a thought. Curiosity cards are an invitation to go deeper into a story. If you receive a curiosity card, you may choose to respond to it or not. You can save it for later or hand it to someone who might not have had a curiosity card to use. Either way, play curiosity cards wisely. If you want to ask a follow-up or add a comment and you don't have a curiosity card, it likely means it's your time and space to be a great listener. As you play, you will naturally find brevity and levity can work just as well as deeper human connections. Play as many rounds as you choose, and just remember to save time for the final round of gift card. When you are ready for that final round, just press play on the final round.